Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Gregory Crawford on Sports Business Program. We do this show every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Pacific Time. If you can't listen to the show live, you can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com and punch in Gregory Crawford on Sports Business. You'll get every single show we've ever done. And, of course, a big show tonight. I love doing this show with these guys because they are classy people and also outstanding basketball coaches. And we do this the last Tuesday of every month. Everybody we bring on tonight who are great NWAC basketball coaches. A tremendous league, the NWAC, four regions. Every region is outstanding, men and women, because of the coaches they have. Before we get started tonight, real quickly, don't forget the Big Max Hoop Showcase out at Liberty High School. That's west of Portland on the 10th of April. Go to www.maxhoops.com. Brant Miner does a great job with these. Some of our coaches tonight are being involved with their assistants, and it's a terrific thing to attend for a basket player. So they do a fabulous job. Speaking of a fabulous job, we're going to start the program out tonight with TJ Cowell, the outstanding men's basketball coach at Tacoma Community College. TJ, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing quite well, Gregory. How are you?
Very good. Great to have you on again as we do year-round, the last Tuesday of each month. And the last time we talked to you, the season wasn't done. How would you analyze your 15-16 season for your men's basketball team?
Well, I thought it was first off, thanks for having me again, Gregory. I'll be at Brant Miner's showcase here next weekend, and it's always a great showcase. I am satisfied with the way our season went. I was hopeful that maybe we could go a little deeper. I wanted to get to the 18 tournament up at Everett, but we made a big jump from the year before. We made it back to the NWAC playoffs, and we're hungry and excited to move forward. So I thought it was good progress for us, team and program.
TJ, when I saw you in person, and certainly have talked to you since that time, but in person, it seemed like your team really came together at the Christmas tournament at Clackamas Community College and continued to play well from the most part after that, just coming up a little bit short from going to the NWAC tournament.
We did, yeah. We really did come together right then. We had just the tournament before that, before we saw you. We were over in Yakima, and that was the first time that we had had all of our guys together. And then we started clicking there down at Clackamas and played well against Clackamas, and they played really well. That was a great game. Then we strung a couple wins together. And from then on, we kept having three-game win streaks, and then we dropped one. We could never get it to four. And we got up to, I think, 15-10 was our best record, and then we kind of had a tough schedule down the stretch. We lost to a great South Puget Sound team and lost to a great Highline team. And then that put us at a tough position of going down to face Clark in the first round of the playoffs. And they were a better team than we were this year. And they got us as well. So we finished with a few losses, but it was against very good teams, all playoff teams. It's just the way it went this year.
TJ, I know that we're a few months off. I wished it was starting tonight in my driveway, the 16-17 season. But I'm going to ask you this question again in a couple months, but I think it's a good question. What are you most looking forward to, not knowing all your players yet, but what are you most looking forward to in the 16-17 season?
The 16-17 season. Well, that's a good question. We're going to have a little continuity going into year three. So everyone, you know, will be players that I've recruited into the program, and I have nothing but respect for everyone who's played for me, whether I recruited them or not. But everyone that, you know, that has come into my program with the same mentality as myself and myself being more comfortable going through the league a couple times now, So just some continuity and some better preparedness and just a lot of excitement going into next year. I'm kind of like you. I'm really excited for this off season to rest a little bit, but I'm really looking forward to this next season.
You know, you bring up a great point there. It's very hard. It does happen, but it's very hard for a new coach to march into a league and just take it over right away. It takes a while to get used to playing on the road. It takes a lot of different variables. And you have to get comfortable. It obviously, the way you kind of answered that, you're getting more and more comfortable in your role all the time.
No doubt about it. And I came into my position. I'm an eternal optimist. So, of course, I think that we're going to have the best team in the world next year, just like I've thought every single year. I don't know what it is about me, but I always think we're going to have a great team. I came in thinking that we could be good our first year. And we weren't. We kind of got smacked around. I didn't fully appreciate all those challenges of going on the road, playing in the different places. And going through this season, I just like you said, I felt a lot more comfortable every place that we traveled to. I understood game preparation a lot better. And it just seems every year I'm coaching, and this will be my, eighth college basketball season as a coach this next year, my third as a head coach. And I just feel like I learn more every single year moving forward, which is a great thing. And just makes me optimistic as I continue to be in this profession.
TJ, I'll give you a little quote here for the eternal optimist. A lot of people use this sense, but the originator of this is the greatest golfer of all time, Jack Nicklaus. If the glass is neither half full or half empty, Jack Nicklaus would always say it's who's pouring the water. And when you think about it, he's so right.
Yeah, I like that. I've never heard that one before.
Hey, in going out tonight, I wanted to ask you a question general about basketball. It's fascinating, but it's also sort of a black mark at times. All this coaching carousel. I had a high school coach back east that I've known a long time tell me the other day, he says, Greg, I'm in a little bit of trouble because I went 12-12 this year after winning 2 out of 3 championships. It's kind of sad in a way that it's just, what can you do for me tomorrow?
Not the truest thing I've heard in a while. It's crazy because, especially at the higher levels, I think, in the NWAC, a lot of times we have other positions that we have on campus that makes it a little more secure. But even here, you better string some wins together. You never know what's going to happen. And if you have a family or, you've settled into a place or whatever it is, your situation, you never know. And it makes it tough. To plan moving forward, it's so easy to put extra pressure on the kids, in your program and have all these external stimuli that are making decisions rather than being able to trust in the long term and do things the right way and bring in the right kids that it might take longer to build the program, but it's going to be successful in the long term and you're going to have people doing the right things off the court. All those things. So it's there's a lot of pressure that goes into it, and it's a cutthroat profession. There's only a handful of guys opponents, adversaries, people in the fraternity that I really know that they're telling me the truth when I talk to them, and you have to keep your circle small, and you never know what's going on, it's crazy, but that's just the nature of the business. It's a competitive world, and I love it, and I wouldn't choose any other profession. And I have so much respect for everyone else that you have on this radio show because you know they're going to look you in the eye and tell you the truth and be good people, and they're going to recruit good people and compete the right way, and you're the same way. So I appreciate just being a part of this group.
Very well said, and thank you very much, and you're always going to be a part of it. Great job getting us started tonight. TJ Cow, the head men's basketball coach at Tacoma Community College, thank you. And now we swing over to Peninsula College, and we'll talk to Mitch Freeman their outstanding men's basketball coach. Mitch, good evening. How are you? And how would you assess the 15-16 season for your men's basketball team?
Hey, Greg. Thanks for having me on, as always. It's a pleasure to be on this program. I was very proud of the last 2 years, a group that we had. We brought in eight freshmen, and we're going to graduate eight of nine guys here in June, which is something I'm really proud of. So proud of the group. We didn't end the game or end the season the way we wanted to, but, you know, there's 36 teams in the NWAC, and 35 don't get to end the year the way they want to. So, but I'm proud of it. We strung off 18 wins and a division championship, and I had four all-academic guys, all NWAC academic guys, and then a couple all-conference players and a league MVP. So really, really proud of our group in the last 2 years, and it was a fun group to coach and be around.
And Mitch, speaking of the academics, I've been mentoring a few young people, and they give me those physics and chemistry things. No way I can help them with American government pretty good, but school today, it's a tough go, and to balance out athletics with school is really a tough go. You got to admire any student athlete.
Yeah, no question. It's tough, but it's always been tough. I mean, relative terms, in terms of where you're at in life. And I think that basketball and sports in general is just a great way to teach our guys and kids life lessons as they go throughout life. I mean, things are going to be challenging for guys that are playing basketball. It's definitely a way to keep them focused, to keep them driven, to help rely on each other, and hopefully that will help with their schoolwork, because it is tough. I have my master's degree, but I can tell you what, I mean, there was a lot of support that I had from my wife helped me with my master's degree, but I mean, a lot of support, and I was part of a program, and so that was really helpful, and I had that resources, those people to lean on. But yeah, it's challenging. It really is hard, you know.
Mitch, let me ask you. I know it's early, but let's go right now.
Yeah.
Let's throw it up right now. That's the way I feel. Sorry about that. But what are you most looking forward to, what you know right now with your 16-17 season?
Well, Greg, that's a pretty hard question to answer. I mean, right now, I think we're in our recruiting season. I mean, it really is. You got your basketball season, and right now I've been traveling a lot the last few weeks, and we'll do a little bit more traveling here as we move along. So what I'm excited about is what I don't know, you know, the unknown. I really think that when we have our basketball program, and we see the type of talent that we have, because I think at the NWAC is you're going to get – you don't really have necessarily systems in place, because you kind of want to get the best player people you can get. And so what I'm excited about is the unknown and what we can – and how we can maximize the potential of every single player we have, not just on the basketball floor, but in the classroom and in life, and how we can – bring those guys together, because that to me is what makes it work for us here at Peninsula. So that's probably what I'm most excited about, which is not really an answer you're looking for, but.
Oh, no. I never ask a question that I want an answer. I ask it because I'm anxious to get the answer.
Yeah.
So it actually was an outstanding answer to the question. Mitch, real quickly, you know, we got about a minute left. What mm-hmm. about this coaching carousel? In a way, it's fun to watch, but in a way, it can be depressing.
Sure. I mean, I've been coaching at the college level for over 12 years now, and I tell you what, I'm really blessed to be a part of. I'm just blessed to have a job where I don't call a job. And I'm thankful for every single day. I'm thankful for the chances to be a part of it. And I really don't look too much more into it than that. It is a challenge. It's a challenging profession. It's a challenging profession because they are looking at that instant gratification. What are you doing for me right now? As you kind of alluded to with TJ. And it is true. I mean, it is true. But I tell you what, there could be a lot of other worse things I could be doing. And I'm blessed to be at Peninsula College and to have a job. So I don't get wrapped into it too much. It's going to happen. But I think that as long as you surround yourself with good people, I think I have a network of friends that are in this business, college coaching from Division I all the way to junior college that I trust, I know. But at the same time, you just never know what's gonna be ahead. So I just trust and my faith in God will just lead me on everything. So.
Very good, Mitch. We will talk again next month, the month of April. Again, the last Tuesday of each month. Thanks for being a great part of this program.
Thanks, Greg. I really appreciate it.
You betcha. That's Mitch Freeman, the head men's basketball coach, does a great job at Peninsula College. Another guy right here that does a fabulous job, the head men's coach at Edmonds Community College, Kyle Gray. Kyle, how you doing tonight?
I'm great, Greg. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. And let me ask you, how would you assess your 15-16 season? Last time I saw you in person, you were holding a trophy at Clackamas Community College, which unfortunately can't play all the games there because you kind of dominate that court.
We do like it there. We do like it there a lot. No, I think that, you know, given the group that we had this year with the amount of freshmen that we had, you know, all in all, I think that the season was a positive one for us for sure. I mean, unfulfilled a little bit with kind of our high hopes that we started to gather as the season went on. But at the end of the day, I mean, you got to, you know, tip my hat to the guys for working really hard as freshmen and coming together and just putting together a good season. Anytime you make it to the tournament, it's always a positive season, even though, you know, like I think Mitch just said there, that's only one team that's really going to be happy at the end of the year. And you know, this year it was Spokane. So, you know, we're just looking forward to getting this group back next year and moving forward.
And would that be, you know, kind of expound on that, my question about what are you most looking forward to? And certainly I want to preface that. I know it's very early, but it'll be here before we know it with 16-17.
Yeah, no, I think it's kind of the prime time, to be honest. I think that with our group anyway, just when you're hoping that you're bringing back that core group so much that you're excited just to get in the gym with them again and see where their mind's at. And our guys so far have just been great, just hungry and, you know, kind of dedicated. And, you know, if we had to take an early exit from the tournament to get us motivated to get after it for next year, then that's, I guess that's what it takes. And we feel really good about where recruiting's at right now. Looking forward to Friday, finally being able to kind of sign some guys. So I think it's a real exciting time right now.
Kyle, one of my closest friends in the basketball world is Coach Rod Barnes down at Cal State Bakersfield, one of the most underrated coaches in Division I. We were talking last night on the phone. He says, man, to do well in that NWAC with 36 teams is pretty good, and he kind of nailed it. It's a great league, the NWAC. I imagine it just brings so much pleasure coaching in a league like this.
Absolutely, and I think just the impact that you can have with your student athletes at a time in their life where it's a lot of transition, you know, and it's, you know, hopefully for most kids it's a bit of a pit stop, you know, as they're just kind of in between the high school and moving on to the four-year ranks for a lot of them, and that's kind of our goal as coaches, of course, is to move them on, whether it be they're blessed to be going on to play at the four-year level or just at least at the very minimum moving them on academically and getting them that college degree, I think is really, really big and something I take a lot of pride in and my coaches take a lot of pride in helping them find their way on and off the court.
Kyle, you've always had kind of a you tell me if this is not a factual statement, but it seems like since I've been watching you closely, and I have been, you always have kind of a large coaching staff. I imagine that that really helps, and getting all those bright minds together can be profitable, but manage them at the same time. Tough, easy, good. Talk about that.
Well, it actually isn't as hard as you might think, given that all of them but one played for me. So it's a little bit like, you know, it's kind of back to the normal. Only I just don't yell at them how to do it. I just tell them how to tell the rest of the guys to do it. So it's not too bad at all. But, you know, just I've been just so blessed with just this great coaching staff. You know, they're basically my family. And we just, you know, we're talking all the time together, and we just love it. We just love having that opportunity to make an impression on these guys. And obviously I made some sort of impression on them while they were playing for me, that they wanted to come back and help out. And, you know, almost all of them are volunteers too. You know, they're donating their time and to help me, help the program. And they do it because they love it. They do it because they want to have an impact on these young lives. And I just love it. So I, you know, whatever, if it's challenge at times it is, but I got a role for everybody in my coaching staff, and it really helps us too, because everybody in our program feels like they have somebody they can go to. And we make sure that we take care of all of our guys for sure.
I love it. I love that answer you gave there and documented everything. Fabulous. Kyle, in summing up, same kind of question for you that I asked TJ and Mitch. They both gave completely different answers, but both excellent answers. The coaching carousel this time of year, it always becomes paramount. A lot of unfair things going on. It's a tough business.
It is a tough business. It is a tough business, without a doubt. I think that, you know, I think it's really important for every coach that, you know, no matter what, you know, job they're going after, you know, don't just choose the next job, choose the right job. And I think it's just really important that you not only get, you know, give them your best interview and tell them why you think you might be a good fit, but to kind of flip the script as well and make sure that you're going to the right place that fits your personality and your ideals of coaching and what kind of impression you want to make. And, you know, it's a lot of instant gratification, especially the higher you go, when everybody has an idea. And there's a lot of coaches out there that may have not been fired yet. They're on the hot seat that I just can't believe, you know? And so it's just, unfortunately, part of the business, but, you know, I think Mitch and TJ both said as well, it is the business, and we know what we're getting into. And we do it because we love it and we're blessed to do it. So I wouldn't change it for the world as far as that is concerned, but I think it is important to make sure that you're looking for the right fit as well.
Great job tonight, Kyle, per usual. I'm honored to and humbled to know you and know all you people, four people on this show, and I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again in a month's time.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it.
You betcha. That's Kyle Gray, the Edmonds coach at Edmonds Community College. Now let's swing down a little bit south and talk to the Edmonds coach at South Puget Sound Community College, Aaron Landon. Aaron, good evening, and same question for you. How would you assess your 15-16 club?
Hey, good evening, Greg. We had a really good year, and we came up a little short in the postseason, but just so proud of our guys. The best season that any team's ever had at the school, most wins. So they left their imprint for sure, and they're all moving on. All my sophomores going to be graduating and should have some great opportunities to play at the next level next year, and that's going to be really fun to watch them move on.
Absolutely. And Aaron, let me ask you, you're kind of you're still a young coach, but you're gaining experience all the time. Are you feeling more and more comfortable all the time, obviously, in your role as a head coach?
Yeah, definitely, every day. And also just at the school and in the area. As you know, I was living in Portland until 2013 when I got hired. So much more comfortable in the state. We've kind of expanded our local recruiting and understanding Washington a lot better. I think is helping me be a better coach every day. So absolutely, to answer your question, it's just a process, and you try to just keep learning every day, even if it's something small. But, yeah, I would say, you know, this season I felt, you know, 100 times more prepared than I did my first year. And that was only 2 years ago. So you're always learning.
When you talk about recruiting in Washington and understanding Washington, I believe the latest statistic, Washington's population is double that of Oregon. So is that the major difference, Aaron, or if you add on to there that there is a shot clock in the state of Washington and not in Oregon?
I'm glad you brought that up, Greg. I know you've been one to take issue when you see a wrong, and I will be the first one to tell you, I think that rule needs to be changed. And I haven't heard one person say high school basketball is better when you don't have a shot clock. Now, that being said, I should make it very clear. I have Portland roots, and I love the state of Oregon. We had two all-league players this year, and those guys were from the city of Portland. So I love Oregon, and Washington's huge. You're right. And this whole I-5 stretch, as soon as you know, we're in the top of the state, up in Bellingham, down to Seattle, Tacoma, Olympia, Vancouver, there's a lot of cities right here on I-5, and there's a lot of talent on the east side of the state. So it's just a long process of trying to meet everybody I can and learn a lot more about high school basketball in the state.
Aaron, let me ask you, and obviously, once again, people just pumping on the link here tonight listening. I know it's early, but early becomes late very soon. What are you most looking forward to in the 16-17 season at this juncture?
Yeah, that's a good question, and it's hard to answer. But just one of the things that we've kind of nailed down recently is our schedule in our non-conference is going to be really fun and unique. We're going to play in Washington, and obviously we'll have the crossover in December. We'll play in Bruce's deal in Eugene, the Dale Bates tournament that we played in the last 2 years, and we love going down there. And then this year, we're actually going all the way down to California, and we're going to play games against California community colleges. And I just felt like, you know, it was important that at a certain point we leave the NWAC. I think it's fun to, you know, expose guys to new experiences, and those will be great games, and it'll be really fun to travel with a team, especially a young team that's going to need to spend time together to go down there. And we're actually going to play in a tournament at the college that I played at, Monterey Peninsula College. Also playing a single against a friend who coaches a real good program out in the Central Valley. So that's a really fun trip that I'm looking forward to.
Very good. And in closing, Aaron, you're going to be down on April 10th at the showcase put on by Max Hoops and Brant Miner. It's going to be a fabulous deal. 20 college coaches, some really talented players at Liberty High School. Those things are important in a lot of ways to get out and be seen.
Yeah, they definitely are, and I'm proud to say, you know, I've been working with Max Hoops at all their events for a little while now, and they've kind of turned into a machine in the Pacific Northwest in terms of helping high school players. So there is a lot of stuff, you know, to go to, but Max Hoops is kind of unique because they give kids and coaches direct contact, and you're actually having high school players being coached by college coaches. So it's kind of one of a kind, but they do a really good job. And, you know, every high school player that wants to play in college in the Northwest should be working with Max Hoops in the off season.
Very good, Aaron. Great to talk to you. Keep Chaka in line wherever you see him. We want him to be able to enter as many gyms as he can. And you have a great month, and then we'll talk to you again at the end of April.
All right, Greg. Thanks so much for having me on.
You betcha. That's Aaron Landon, admins coach at South Puget Sound Community College. And if you listen to this program tonight, fully why I love the NWAC. It not only is great basketball, but it's got high-quality people, as you can tell by the answers. Thank you, coaches. Thank you, listeners, and don't forget to make your free throws.